The BBC did not mind the subject matter of the song Lola. What they objected to was that he said Coca-Cola in the song. A BBC policy says no commercial references. So he had to fly back to New York and change Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola so the BBC would play his song. The Kinks did very well with the song Lola. Peaked at number 9, the Billboard Hot 100. And how did it come about? Well, the Kinks' manager unknowingly went home with a man he thought was a woman at a club in Paris. So Ray got interested in the subject matter. Here's Ray Davis at the Kinks.
Sexual ambiguity interests me because so much like a generation, particularly before mine, the John Wayne idea of masculinity has always fascinated me. Why people have to be forced to be like that. You know, at school I was great at sport. I was a boxer. And I was really good at art. I was neither one or the other, I guess. I mean, it's just the way I am. But there are a lot of people who are kind of trapped, I guess, and have to be a certain way.
Now, you know by now, the Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett stadium tour has been postponed until next summer. But Def Leppard decided maybe we'll release a little live music. Even though they released some last Friday, London to Vegas. They've got a new one for you. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, March 29, 2019, has the four songs they did when Def Leppard got inducted. Hysteria, Rock of Ages, Photograph, and Pour Some Sugar on Me. And also the All-Star Finale, which had Ian Hunter with Def Leppard, Brian May, and other artists through the night doing Mötley Crüe's version of David Bowie's All the Young Dudes. There's only going to be 4,000 vinyl copies released August 29th, the first of the 3 record store day drops. So, a little live music for you from Def Leppard.